Between the harsh winds and the lack of trees, the Aleutian region isn't really known for its abundant crops. But that doesn't mean that fresh vegetables can't be grown out here. Many area residents have long had greenhouses, and now representatives from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association, and the Aleutian Pribilof Island Community Development Association are working on a project that would set up greenhouses in 11 different area towns, including Unalaska. Some of the goals of the greenhouse project are to increase the supply of healthy food in remote areas and to promote community gardening. But one of the most important reasons for having the greenhouses would be to increase food security in some of Alaska's more isolated communities.
If for whatever reason we face a disruption in access to freight and that type of thing, whether it's weather or a disaster, at least there's a fallback for the community.
That's Larry Cotter, the CEO of APICTA. He stresses that the communities between King Cove and Adak can only get their food by barge or by plane. And St. George is even more vulnerable to potential food shortages.
St. George is probably a community that that could really benefit from this right off the bat. Everything has to be flown into St. George because they don't have a functional harbor.
The greenhouses would likely grow things like kale, carrots, and potatoes. And these crops would then be sold through local stores, ideally at a cheaper rate than shipped produce. According to UAF's Bob Michael, the greenhouses will be big enough to grow many types of plants. They'll also be warm year-round, since they'll use wind turbines to generate electricity.
You can imagine these little domes with essentially four little wind turbines sticking out around them or very close to them. That's what you can envision for the greenhouses. They'll be about 51 feet in diameter and about 21 feet high in the middle.
The structures would cost about $350,000 to build and about $65,000 to operate each year. Right now, those spearheading the project are looking for both public and private funding. Meanwhile, here in Unalaska, another greenhouse project is already in the works. Unalaska City High School students spent this spring working on a greenhouse for the senior center. Teacher Al Haskins says that there are a number of challenges to building a sturdy greenhouse in the Aleutians. Haskins is using treated wood to make the greenhouse more durable, and once completed, the greenhouse will have hurricane straps attached. But the weather isn't his only consideration.
I'm finding that the hardest part is getting the polycarbonate, the greenhouse material. So many local greenhouses go with the corrugated material, which doesn't let a lot of light through, so when people are working in there, they can see out. And the senior center, or the seniors over at the senior center, they want to be able to look out when they're in there and all that sort of thing. So,
for their own part, residents of the senior center are also getting involved.
Hi, Shirley. How are you?
Good. Just the guys I wanted to see. My son told me to do this, and I'm too small to lift those blocks.
Shirley Booker is looking forward to planting flowers, but she says that most people are excited to incorporate the greenhouse produce into their meals.
We'll be raising our own vegetables, we hope. And fresh vegetables like peas. Wouldn't fresh peas be good?
Verla Robinson grew up in Unalaska, and she says that she had lots of success gardening as a kid. And it'll be nice to be able to plant some of the same things at the new greenhouse.
Any of your cold weather or root crops grow well up here. The only thing is, like with everything else, you have to watch out for the wind. It's our biggest enemy is the wind. But cripes we've had when I was a kid, we had four cold frames. And you'd lift up the snow off the frame, you'd get carrots and radishes and lettuce and turnips and beets.
See, our problem at our age is getting down on the ground to plant the same
It's
things.
Getting really far away.
Easy getting down, but getting back up is tough.
The Senior Center greenhouse is expected to be complete by this fall. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.